Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon in some rugby. Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus expects more structure in the Italian side. They're set to face at Loftus-Versfeld this week. Italy coach Gonzalo Quesada has added prop Pietro Ceccarelli to the mix, who make their way from Namibia. Zuri beat the Namibian 73-6 this past weekend. But coach Rassie has an idea of what to expect from their opponents.
Since Sada has taken over, the new coach, he certainly has brought a lot of simplicity to their game. You know, they were always a very flamboyant team that ran from everywhere. And I think last year was one of their best years. We're expecting passionate, like they always are. Physicality, the point that we must handle that. And a really structured, good kicking. I wouldn't say conservative, but it's not the Italy of 2-3 years ago. It's a really well-structured team, I believe.
Staying with rugby, the Sharks were held to a frustrating stalemate by the Blue Bulls at the under-16 Grant Comer Week. Elsewhere, the Sharks girls were 24-12 winners in the under-18 girls week. Over to some cricket now. Vian Mulder will lead the Proteas in the second test against Zimbabwe after Keshav Maharaj was ruled out due to an injury. Maharaj, who was the stand-in skipper in the absence of injured Themba Bavuma, sustained a groin injury while batting in South Africa's first test victory, where they beat Zimbabwe by 328 runs. Proteas coach Shukri Conrad believes it's the right time for Mulder to take up the position.
He's obviously on top of his game at the minute. He's captain South Africa under 19, I think it is. He shows some really good leadership qualities. And I think this is part of his journey, you know, where he's starting to take more responsibility in the side. And I think it'll be a great opportunity for Vian to grow into becoming a leader. And I think the more responsibilities I give him, the better Vian reacts. I think we'll see increased and improved performances as well.
Coach Shooks has named Sanuram Mutusami as Keshav's replacement. And then Alroy Geland will be looking to defend his title at the APSA Runyo City Durban 10K next weekend. Geland clocked a 10-kilometer best of 27 minutes and 47 seconds to win last year's edition ahead of Kabelo Molotsi. Now, the Boxer Athletics Club ace surprised many by clocking a speedy 28 minutes and 8 seconds to take fourth position in the Cape Town leg earlier this year. Right, that's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.